This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 12 at the AM, and the freeradio.com app. Fresh back from his honor flight, Leroy Butler got the salute to service, Green Bay Packers sweatshirt on. I like that, Leroy. Looks good.
Yeah, I like this. This is one of my favorites. You know, the new one, actually, it's kind of beige looking, light brown looking.
Sure, okay.
And I had it on PackerNews.com last week.
Okay. You guys were doing five questions with Leroy Butler?
Today it was a little rowdy.
You and Tom get into it a little bit or something or what?
Well, he's a, you know, he knows everything. Just because he's up there, I don't think he knows everything. He knows everything because of me. But, because we got into the receiver thing.
Right.
All that. And we'll talk more about it later.
But. Which we're getting into right now, where if the Green Bay Packers were going to make one of these moves that now the New England Patriots have made and also the San Francisco 49ers have made. But where is necessarily the biggest need for the Green Bay Packers? Should that have been a price that the Packers should have been willing to pay? Let's go to Heartland and say hello to Andy. Andy, you're on the
phone. Andy!
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
A couple things I wanted to say. First of all, Ted Thompson wasted too many draft picks on cornerbacks that we don't have anymore.
Yep.
When he should have been going for a pass rush. Because I don't care if you've got a Hall of Fame secondary, nobody can cover for 5 seconds. So we should have been getting pass rushers a long time ago. That being said, I don't think we should go offense. We need, if we can, like that other caller said, kind of piggybacking on what he said, if we can find some sort of a run-stopping defensive lineman or a linebacker, I think that's what we need to do. Because I don't want to mess with the chemistry that's on this offensive side of the ball right now. I mean, we're winning with the group we have. We need to get defense to stop the run because I hate to see what's going to happen when we play Christian McCaffrey.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey.
He just gave me heartburn. Gary, hand me my Metamucil.
One guy that would have possibly been able to help that just got signed to the New York Giants, linebacker Dale Buchanan, who had been cut by the Arizona Cardinals last week. He signs with the New York Giants today. Where, Leroy, what is the recipe to stopping or at least containing a Christian McCaffrey? Because that doesn't seem like it's going to be the three dudes on the front line that are going to help with stopping Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, it has been teams. I don't have it in front of me. Toby's here. That's my residential guy. I go to
stats and research.
That quick, he's back. He got all this Washington National stuff on. Maybe I'll talk to him in the break.
Rightly plus 170. Yes. I mean, you might as well.
Rightly so. I'm happy for Toby, though.
I am, too.
My namesake.
They don't have Bryce Harper no more, and they still win it. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's a lot of ways to get this thing done, but when you said if you were in a let's say they're in a 4-3 defense, four down linemen always going at the quarterback.
Yep,
you have a two gapper, you have a three technique, and the other guy, hey man, go to the quarterback. You play the run on the way, but you got one middle linebacker that's about 8 yards deep, sometimes six, depends. In a 3-4 defense, you basically committing seven guys to the run. Every gap is covered. Every gap. You don't have a gap that's not covered. You just don't. When they create these holes, you have to either miss a tackle, or if a guy tried to go in another gap to help his brother, which happens a lot. You're in the A gap. Oh, man, I can get over in the B gap, too. And next thing you know, guy cuts back. Zone blocking scheme. Okay, listen. Over the years, they've spent all these draft picks. And the guy just said it. All these draft picks going all the way back on the defense. Your defense still wasn't that great, the way you had to spend a bunch of money on defense to make it better. I think this defense is fine. I think it's, you know why it's fine? The arrogance of coaches will never let this defense really get exposed. The arrogance of coaches who are going to say, I'm going to continuously run this football and cut this game down. If I'm getting 5 yards a pop, I would, well, maybe I would say Philly did it for the most part.
Sure.
But Philly also had, they could have came back and won that game. So you play into that. And you just, I just want these scouts to come and present me a case to say, what should we do? And before the last, we went to a break, I say they don't have a need, they have a want. And that's a big difference. Dallas has a lot of needs, I think. I really do. I really agree with that. I think Philly has a lot of needs. I think any team that's 2-5 or 2-4, 3-3, whatever in that group, they need needs to come up to the 6-1 to 5-2.
All right. So let me ask you this.
Do you want,
how much of a gap do you think? Because you say everybody has needs. Okay, fine. Nobody's perfect.
No, I didn't say everybody needs.
And nobody's perfect in the NFL, right? So every team has needs of some sort.
No, I wouldn't say needs. I say every team may have wants.
Not needs?
No.
So you don't think New Orleans has a need or Seattle has a need?
No. New Orleans does not have a need.
And the Packers?
No, they don't. They don't have a need. They really don't. They have a want.
Steve?
See, and we're going to disagree.
New England does not have a need. They go out and get Sanu because they want him. He's a slot guy, Steve, and they have Edelman. Right. Edelman's the best slot guy in the game.
Correct.
Because he gets all the targets.
And like Billy said, they have a first-round pick and ready to probably come off and play healthy as well, Neil. But for me, Leroy, I look at the Saints offense with Drew Brees, and I look at the Packers defense, and I look at who the head coach of the New Orleans Saints is, and I say, we need another defensive lineman to come in here and help. Because Sean Bannon is not going to be stubborn or whatever. If he finds a weakness, he's just going to keep attacking it until you show him that
you
can stop it.
Yes.
That's what he's going to do. Now, some of these other head coaches may not. Some of these other head coaches may go, you can't stop the run. Yeah, but I still want to throw 35 or 40 times in the football game. That's why I think the Packers do kind of have a need right now to figure out how to stop this run better, whether it's defensive lineman, whether it's a different inside linebacker. However you want to look at it, that's fine. If you look at the New Orleans Saints and how much they can put up on a given day scoring the football, maybe you can say a wide receiver could be a need too because you don't have enough firepower on offense to keep up with, say, the New Orleans Saints. That's why I think there's a gap, I guess, between New Orleans and Green Bay as far as from a talent perspective right now in a one-game scenario.
See, I think I wish you really would not fall in love with talent so much. I really wish you just fall in love with a particular scheme. Because talent has let people. Because Dallas has a lot of talent.
You're right.
And they're just
100% right.
I want to throw up on myself. But I will say Michael Thomas is the reason why the Saints are amazing.
Can't guard Mike.
You know he's the number one guy, but the arrogance of coaches won't double him at times. And Chicago knew this.
He reminds me a lot of Michael Irvin.
This guy had 9 catches, 131 yards. I mean, he had scored me 24 points.
Up 23 for the family, too.
So if you take that away from Bridgewater, what does he do? I mean, you don't have Kamara. He's hurt.
Gary, do you, along with Leroy just said, do you think they have needs or wants for this Packers football team?
Well, the Packers right now have a lot of wants. I mean, but what the Packers have been doing is they've been able to be patient with their players. I mean, they're more patient with developing what they have than I think any other team in the NFL, and it's not really knee-jerk. There's a plan, but the plan was different. We didn't see the two Smiths. We didn't see Amos. I mean, those things were different. I know I keep talking about it, but Ted's never done anything, nothing like that
was
in 1 year.
True needs.
Right. And so, I think, yeah, and what we're trying to do is build a perfect team, right? I got people hitting on me, says, you know what? That's the difference between the Patriots and the Packers. The Patriots are not afraid to always double down and go for it.
The Patriots are playing in the worst division in NFL history, and no one acknowledged that but me.
The AFC is horrible, and I said to Steve today, I don't think they'll lose a game.
No, that's why bet win totals over on the Patriots every year.
And they just coast in there, and they get it, but they do such a good job with everything they do. Listen,
They beat good teams too now.
Well, no, but Leroy, here's the deal. I mean, and folks, I've been telling these folks this for years. This is Vince Lombardi type stuff. I mean, this was Vince was doing. He was running the table. There was nobody else. The Patriots got Mike McCarthy fired because all Packer fans could talk about was Patriots and Bill. Mike McCarthy's not in that category with those guys.
Got Mike Tomlin put on the hot seat.
Got Mike Tomlin's going to be fired soon because that was the only team in the AFC that can beat them. And now it's Andy Reid. Andy Reid may not never get a Super Bowl if he don't get out of AFC and not play the Patriots. And then now you got what's the boy with Houston, the Texans?
O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien.
Well, they need to get him a boss first.
With that too.
Yeah, no GM.
They're doing it. They're doing it at a level that we've never seen, and Steve
is
right.
Completely
they're
agree.
Hitting on guys. They're hitting on everything. Everything they do is right. And there's something to be said of some sort of genius that you can go and say, oh, they're cheaters and all this and that. If you want, go ahead, fall in there. But what they're doing it at a level that nobody else has done before since, like maybe the Steel Curtain. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Steelers had a run for a minute. Well, they were winning them all, but then, you know, we talk about
the Cowboys in the 90s.
The Cowboys did it in the 90s. They had a run. I mean, that trade that they made with Herschel Walker, boom.
But they had a draft with those drafts, well, with those picks.
Hit them all.
I know they did, but it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
You could have gave that draft to somebody else, like Pace in Chicago, and it could have blown
know.
Up.
Never know.
So, well,
hit them all. And now here we sit. Because I think except for you two guys, but most people thought that the Chicago Bears were the odds-on favorite to win the conference again this year. And now where they're at.
Yeah, they're looking for number 10 to figure out how to play football again. 414-799-1250. Matt's in Racine. He's up on the fan. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
You.
Future Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. I love you, man.
Love you too, my brother.
Hey, man. I love it when you say, yeah, him too.
You're right. Instead of getting these people names right, just say both of them, the one that's right and the one that's wrong.
Right. I kind of think we're blowing this out of proportion.
Okay, bring us back to reality.
But in reality, I think we never thought the Packers could be 6-1. Well, I didn't think so. I was hoping.
No, you're like right. You're right.
4-3, mm-hmm. maybe. Or 5-2, something like that. And now that we're 6-1, why not give Rodgers more weapons?
Right.
And as much as we can. And but I'll agree with Sparky too. Yeah, we need another defensive player too, because we can't keep letting good teams gash up the middle. And as far as like the Saints and Sean Payton, he's gonna scheme against us, and we're gonna meet them and or Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco in the playoffs. So we got to get toys for Rodgers, and we got to get another defensive player. So I hope that Goody is.
Well, you're not going to get both.
Appreciate it, Matt.
You're going to get either or.
Yeah, appreciate it, Matt. You are going.
Phone call,
you are going to have to decide where the biggest need is. But he is right, and Stevie brought up Sean Payton first. If anybody is going to walk into Lambeau Field, if that's where a playoff game is hosted, or if you're going to go out there to Santa Clara, Kyle Shanahan is going to run the football 42 times laugh at you while he does it.
Right. Kyle Shanahan is the mirror.
Yes.
Because he runs the same program.
Pretty much the exact same thing.
But let's step outside this box for Sean Payton first before we give him all this credit.
Oh.
He had a chance to do that last year and threw up over himself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got too cute in the red zone. And I'm telling you, the arrogance of coaches were always, they won't deviate. They will not. You can almost count on certain coaches going against their tendencies, and they'll come back to their
old
ways.
Well, McVay was one.
Yes.
Nagy was the other one.
Nagy was the other one.
If you're going to do some stuff,
Sean Payton, yes.
Do it, but you got to spread it out after the first 15. Everybody know you scripted.
McVay may not never get to another Super Bowl.
I'm going to tell you why he might.
100%.
I'm going to tell you why he might.
Do it after the break.
I will.
And we're also going to get a buzz here in about 15 minutes from right now. Get a chance at $1,000 coming up straight after the break. But first, Pella Windows
and Doors.
Guys, take Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. Here's their latest offer. Choose 50% off installation or zero APR financing for 4 to 8 months. A great choice of offers, but here's what makes the offer from Pella your best deal right now?
What makes it the best, Gary?
Well, it's selection.
I like selections.
Not just one or two, but nine styles of windows to fit your particular taste. And in a choice of luxurious wood, fiberglass, or vinyl. Financing, Roy. Options for every single budget. Lower than typical home equity loans.
Now, that's amazing.
What about installation, Roy?
That's very important. Because if your window is leaking, it's going to leak tomorrow.
Hear about this. Done in as little as one day. Year-round.
Ooh.
Each window replacement can happen in a matter of minutes and is completed one at a time.
Look out your door. Pete's probably outside your window now.
What about the warranty, Roy?
I want to make sure that I don't have to worry about it.
The best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows. What about innovations, Billy?
Well, I want to be on the top of the line.
Cool innovation. Pella has over 150 design patents, from between the glass blinds to the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view.
Mm.
Guys, all these reasons and more make every Pella offer even better, including this. Through November 14th, choose 50% off installation or 0% APR financing for 48 months. Visit PellaWI.com today. And I have a disclaimer here.
Come on with it.
You better read that.
Yeah. On approved credit, certain restrictions apply. Mm-hmm. See showroom for details.
414-799-1250. Sports Buzz comes up at 3:35. Your next chance at $1,000 is next. And are they needs or wants for your Green Bay Packers? We talk about it with our two foreign Packers here. David Bakhtiari is here at 4:35 on The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the buff.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM side, and the freeradio.com app. Buzz of the Day brought to you by Beauforting Beer, where you can always drink at the Boff and enjoy it during this football season. They have free beer coming up on Friday at two different locations. I'll tell you that in a little bit later on, where you can find them. But free beer Friday, that's the best way to do it. The Buzz of the Day, guys, and I don't know how many people in the state of Wisconsin have necessarily done it, especially in the city of Milwaukee. World Series starts tonight, if anybody was wondering.
Nope. Maybe I'm a Brewers fan. Who cares?
Don't care.
Other than how do you not care about the World Series?
I care because of Toby. I want him to win because of Toby. If he wasn't here, I can care less.
Well, for me, it's Toby's good. I'm down with Toby. I like Toby.
Right. Yeah.
And then I want Bryce Harper to cry watching his former team win a World Series.
And I got a lot of family members in Houston, and I'm not happy about that.
Bryce Harper doesn't care, cuz.
I think Bryce Harper cares. Uh-oh. Dude, he spent his whole career with that team. This is the first year he's been out of D.C., and now they go win it the first year without him.
Then he would have stayed and not taken the money.
I'm sure he'll be thinking about that, watching that game tonight. Maybe I made a bad decision.
He may just go on his phone and look
on his
app.
He can't turn down that kind of money, those D.
He'll probably watch and cheer on his dudes.
I'm sure he will.
Like, there's no feeling like that he's just not going to be happy for all the guys that he
probably
Anthony
would.
Rendon.
It's a win-win.
Ryan Zimmerman, Max Scherzer.
It's a win-win. If he feels bad, just look in your bank account.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Yeah, or
man.
Look down the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Dime piece.
Uh-huh.
I'm Bryce Harper, man.
Yeah, but you also could say he was a problem, too, though.
Well, I mean.
Possibly. But the Houston Astros have their own problems, and we care.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you this, Bill. I thought about that, but I'm doing NBA tonight, bro.
So it's first night of the NBA.
But here's my problem. Can I tell you? I'm not watching that Pelican game.
So you're not watching?
Is that the first one?
The first game tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT, is the Toronto Raptors raising their championship banner against the New Orleans Pelicans.
I got no love there. So what time did the World Series come on?
World Series starts at 7.
So I probably watch
majority of that,
right?
For sure.
And then,
at 9:30, it's on.
Go see LeBron and them.
LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers against the Los Angeles Clippers and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I mean, that is great stuff. And Steve's just sitting over here like nothing's happening.
What?
I don't think Paul George plays.
Steve's over here sitting like
I don't think Paul George playing.
Doesn't care at all.
Nah, Bucks Rockets Thursday, right?
That is when the season starts.
Bucks and Houston, Russell Westbrook, James Harden.
We got time for that.
Eric Bledsoe's playing on Thursday night, so they're going to have their whole starting five. We didn't think we'd have Bledsoe for this game.
So you got no love for tonight with Clippers and Lakers?
I may check it out.
Okay.
But I don't – I mean, personally, I can't stand the Lakers. I really don't care about them. The Clippers, sorry, the Clippers are intriguing, but they're not what they're going to be. I mean, it's they're going to take some of these teams are going to take a little while.
Oh, I forgot you're not hosting the post game show no more, so you don't care about basketball.
No, I'm just being honest. Some of these teams are going to take a little while to find the rhythm and get into it. I mean, you may come in and go, boy, Lakers better just kill the Clippers tonight because they should be on point right off the bat. It's game one. No, it's playing a high level.
It's a long season. It's
exactly my
point.
Just
sit back.
But it's opening night, though.
It's opening night, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So
that's the difference.
I'll click over maybe at some point and see what the Clippers
look
like.
I'll text you when to click over.
Because, I mean, for the Lakers, you just wait for Anthony Davis to get hurt and be out for months, and then that'll be the end of that. You know he's going to get hurt.
We've already done that. We already done that. We've already done that, Steve. We looked at to see how many games he missed, how often he was hurt. And it wasn't as much as you thought it was.
Two guys always get hurt. Zion Williamson's out. No shocker there. Hey, man, some things you just know about in the NBA.
Hey. That Zion Williams thing kind of hurt me a little bit because I want to see him tonight.
He'll be fine.
You've been talking about Zion more than anybody I know.
Hey, they had a whole Zion. They had a whole 2-hour soliloquy on this Joker this morning, man, everywhere. I don't care what I don't know what y'all talking about Zion, but listen, and I know this was a topic that we ain't doing, but how much they put this guy up on his pedestal because what is the NBA about? Stars.
Money. Yeah, stars and
stars.
Money.
Right?
The stars bring money.
Come see LeBron and who?
Mm-hmm.
Come see blah, blah, blah and who? Come see. NFL don't do that. I don't think Major League Baseball really do that.
No. The only thing NBA that they kind of do in baseball is they headline it with the starting pitcher.
Yeah. The NBA is the one that gives you these stars and they put them out there for you.
Well, they're
the
one sport that don't have a helmet.
Yeah, that too, Leroy.
You can see what these
that
guys
too.
Look like.
And then they promote their stars. So now you can't promote your top star.
And I think the NBA have a better girl.
Did you just call him their top star?
Yeah, NBA, yeah.
You said Zion Williamson is their top star?
Well, one of their top stars.
Right. Well, I mean, he's got to be in the top. Yeah, he's got to be somewhere in the top 10. I mean,
from
it's
each
crazy
draft,
for me to
they
think
have a
of
top
that.
Guy and they promote, and he's that
for sure.
guy.
He's that guy. I'm not saying he's going to be Michael Jordan, but just the hype that he has coming in, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Now you brought up that dude's name. What? Let's bring up another part of the sports.
Now, is he going to stay in shape, Gary, because he can't run for 6 weeks? Is he going to stay in shape now?
We got something for him. Go ahead.
He's just
got
to eat right.
Yeah.
It's the number things he's got to do.
They did the whole breakdown today on the 411 Network, how much he weighed and where it said, the body fat.
Oh, really?
I don't care about that.
Talking about this yesterday.
Brought him like a Christmas hat.
Oh, yeah. They
you know how many guys with six packs?
They did it for about an hour. They did, and they had like 4 or 5 people come on talk about his body, and they talk about we've never seen anybody like this before, and then they start talking about what's your boy name played for the Chicago Bulls, the point guard
Derrick Rose.
They compared him to Derrick Rose.
Oh man,
and then
Derrick Rose was healthy for a few years.
Well, what they were saying though was Derrick Rose played with such reckless abandon that his body
craziest body control I've ever seen,
but couldn't do it all, couldn't take it.
Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't that he wasn't in shape.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't do it. And they said maybe that's Zion, that he may not be able to take it. Now, they were saying he doesn't necessarily need to lose weight. He just needs to know how to play within himself. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah, I don't know how
he's a great kid. I know that.
When you're a crazy athlete like that, I don't know how you don't just show it up.
Right.
Like, show it off of what I can all do. Like, so now this game has become the starting for tonight is Pascal Siakam against, I don't know, Drew Holiday or Lonzo Ball.
Yes, I won't be watching that.
So that one's a good one to watch.
I might want to see Lonzo Ball just for the train wreck.
Dude, his shot's much better.
I might just want to see his shot better, Steve.
That's much
better. Let's text each other back and forth when it's on, okay?
Yeah, don't put me in that group text.
Doubt I'll be watching, but you can text me if you'd like.
So what is on the TV tonight if you're not watching either the World Series or opening night in the NBA?
Amazon Prime.
I just told you.
Busby's are on tonight.
Hulu.
What?
Busby's.
You asked him. You asked him.
You asked me what's on or not.
You're asking a boring person what they do.
I opened that up.
I know what
it is. You know what? No, I'm here. I'm going to say
what is that?
I love him to death, but
allegedly.
I'm telling you,
I love you too, Gary.
Had you 15 years ago,
had you
sit in that seat and Steve asked you that question, you said Busby, Steve might have slapped you side the head.
Nuggets.
Yes,
what is opening that? Night in no the NBA.
Because I was cold and lonely. And
he was going straight up. He's going to go switch the bar here on Steve.
I would have been at Club Paragon.
Yeah, right there.
What no doubt. That? But see, now again, the difference Paragon, is.
Right? You guys are weird.
I will say this for all my life. The World Series has never been a big deal to me one way or the other. It's never been something that I've really gotten into.
I watched it.
And then the Brewers get really good, and then the Brewers lose. Now I'm really not into it because I'm still bitter that they're not there watching a Nationals team that the Brewers had every chance to beat. So that doesn't help me either. And now I got to root for the Nationals at this point. So I no.
Why do you have to root for the Nationals?
Huh?
Financial
reasons. Astros have been there. They just did it. Astros just did it. I mean, I'm not going to root for somebody that just got there and just did it. I'm not rooting for the Astros.
Enjoy the game, man.
Yeah. You want to see two Hall of Famers go at it?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Scherzer and Cole?
Sure.
Garrett Cole's about to make Bryce Harper money next year.
Yeah,
free
all guys
agent.
The Brewers can't afford.
Trying to win money?
Guys you can't afford. Well, don't ever be on the Brewers because you can't compete in this.
That might not be true. Maybe you have one in your system. That becomes that
guy. If you're a baseball
guy,
you got to love that.
Yeah. Becomes that guy. Like Brandon Woodruff.
You don't get angry watching that going, we'll never be able to afford anybody even close to that stature unless we get lucky in the draft. That's the only way this is happening.
I just want to beat them. When I was watching the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, I didn't want none of their guys.
You trade for Sabathia midseason. You trade for Greinke in the winter. That's the only way you're getting them.
You can
beat
those
teams. You're not signing Garrett Cole in free agency. It's not happening. Do you know where he's rumored to be going? Philly. Because God knows they've got enough money. Sure, why not? Add Garrett Cole. Yeah. They're going to try and buy a World Series one way or the other.
Sure, looks like it.
That's what's happening. They're just going to try and buy one.
This is your chance at $1,000. Speaking of money, cash keyword, and a roster bonus. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. Water. W-A-T-E-R. Water. W-A-T-E-R. Text that to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Your next chance to win throughout the 3 and 4.
I like that DJ Mustard and Migos water.
That's what?
Bad jam, boy. Look it up, Steve. Put it in your playlist.
We'll look it up. We'll look it up here. DJ Mustard.
Something
you're
about mustard.
And Amigos.
So, I like Heinz.
I have no idea where we're going. I'm just gonna throw it to
Brady. Water is the keyword, right?
There's no way. Yes. That is the keyword. Yes, it is.
You want to spell
that
it for people?
That is the keyword. W-A-T-E-R. Water.
Aura.
Good job.
Just want Aura, though.
414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com, Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. So the NBA is back tonight. Your Milwaukee Bucks are back on Thursday night in a matchup that should be as highly anticipated as any, where you have the two reigning MVPs and James Harden against your reigning MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And Harden thinks he got screwed out of it. Harden thinks he should have won it last year.
And he was supposed to win it every year.
And James Harden and Russell Westbrook seem to be the best of friends.
He wasn't supposed to win it last year at all. Giannis won that.
Harden and Chris Paul were best of friends, too.
I don't know, man. Were they ever sitting front row at the ALCS Game 6, hanging out, joking with each other, hitting each other, waving towels around?
Never.
That could be a little bit different. That's going to be fun. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after that game.
Who's hosting that?
Right here. Myself, Bill Schmidt, and Baby Tausch. I'll be
good.
In with everybody.
I'm going to listen just for you, my radio.com app. If I miss, I will use my rewind button.
There he is. That's Leroy Butler, and he is a walking plug.
What you want me to do, Gary? You want me to just sit here and not promote, help my boy?
But he's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Leroy Butler, guys, is feeling it today. Yeah, I mean, this is. Let's make sure you have the radio.com app ready to go. You might want to rewind some of this. It is going strong.
Well, Steve, I told Steve to get us a video in here and a sponsor so we can video
can't
in,
do it.
In the break.
I don't want no video card.
That would be bad. That'd be dangerous.
Yeah, we'd probably be out there. You're right.
Yeah, no, I got to make sure I get that Radio Supermax before we do anything like that. 414-799-1250.
I don't know who told you we got Supermax.
Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Be hosting
I just want to let you know
Milwaukee.
That sounds very disgusting when you're talking and you swallow. That's so disgusting.
Oh my God. Man.
He is in a mood today, boy. He is in a mood.
He's talking. Oh, I just want to give me the trash can.
I can move it over.
Keep talking, man.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Don't let them come between me and you. You're
so,
my guy.
The Saturday night.
I love you. Oh, now you want to make up. Yeah,
no, it's my guy.
That's all good. That's all good.
That was, no, that was a good roast. That was a good roast.
It's not roasting.
It was definitely. That was definitely. You threw me right there in the turkey fryer.
Well, I apologize.
You threw me right there in the fryer.
I'm going to give you
millions of people.
But I like it. No, keep frying up. No, keep over here frying.
No, don't hug him.
I'll give him the one side. There you go. There you go. That's a nice side hug. That's a nice side hug. All right. Leaf 36.
Felt bad.
You should feel bad. I make fun of myself more than anybody at this radio station.
Huh?
Hit the hot button, man.
No, you do.
Absolutely. I would believe that I would make fun of myself more than anybody.
That's what I like about it. What
we
got, Billy?
So, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro, whose postgame show back Thursday night, LeRoy said he's going to be listening on a radio.com app. He can rewind if he hears anything I do. Maybe if I swallow on the air, he can rewind it and play it for everybody else, see how gross it is. But
that's crazy.
Saturday night, we're going to get a hometown hero back in Milwaukee playing his first road game at Fiserv Forum in the 13th overall selection of the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hero is going to be in town for the home opener on
Saturday.
Whitnall's Finest.
After you.
Came out from the mean streets of Hales Corners, got himself to a great spot in Miami.
20 times a quarter.
Probably dropped 15, 16 in his home city. But the game's at 4 o'clock. And Steve, yesterday, as we were doing the show, I'm in the mentions reading through at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Yeah.
And people are going crazy.
Why?
About this home opener being, one, at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and two, that there's like 9,000 tickets available.
There's not that many.
On the secondary market, you can find a bunch.
Really?
Left and right. And some people are complaining about the pricing. Some people are saying that it's now too difficult. So I'll say it this way. When I first was growing up, you could probably get to a Bucks game for free any night of the week that you wanted to go.
Yeah.
You could find a ticket, and you could go for free. So now the team is good, and you're going to have to pay to get into the building. But do you feel like you're getting priced out of the building? 414-799-1250. Do you feel like you're getting priced out of going to Bucks games? Because yesterday, the reaction I was getting on social media, and maybe that's just where it is, Stevie, it felt like a lot of people felt like they couldn't afford to go to the Bucks game on a Saturday.
I'm telling you, this all started, somebody innocently, wasn't even at us, but it's one of the people we follow. We follow a lot of our listeners. And somebody just innocently tweeted out that on StubHub, they tweeted out top 10 NBA teams as far as selling tickets on their website. Bucks weren't in the top 10. I was like, well, that's kind of surprising considering that you have the MVP. And then somebody else tweets in and says, well, you know, the Bucks, you know, could pull your season tickets if they see you selling your tickets so many times on secondary markets. They could just pull them from you or whatever. There's some must be some type of rule, season ticket holders or some stuff like that.
I think it also might be able to be regulated because it's on the app now.
Correct. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So you have that goes into because it's not paper tickets anymore. So you don't have guys standing out in front of the Fiserv Forum trying to scalp tickets to get in, which really sucks because I used to get in really cheap and really get really good seats that way. And that's been eliminated with this goofy thing that you do on your app now. So there's that. Then there's people saying, well, it's, you know, the home opener is on a Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's still like 3,000 tickets left or something like that. Somebody else tweeted it. And then as soon as that happened, pretty much Pandora's box got opened because then everybody started tweeting that they can't afford to take their family anymore. You can get tickets for the second level for the home opener. People were saying for like $70, and there's no way they're paying $70 for a second level seat. Even though the upper deck is much smaller at this arena and have better sight lines than the other arena, they still aren't interested in paying that type of money. No, the NBA isn't a cheap date. And I had other people going, remember when they used to do this promotion to give away tickets? And they used to do this promotion to give away tickets? And those promotions are seemingly gone now. I get it. And I understand it. And there still are some promotions that they do where you can win tickets at different events, depending on who the sponsor is or whatever else. They still do
100%.
Some of that. Yeah, but they don't do it maybe as much.
I think the Brewers give away way more.
You don't think so?
The difference between
radio, you're shaking your head. You gotta say
something. I know. I thought was letting you finish. The Brewers and the Bucks are a little bit different.
Okay, let me hear this.
And this came up on Twitter too yesterday. And the reason it's different is you have more games, twice as many games,
mm-hmm.
And you have twice as many seats to try and fill in your stadium. So you have to maybe regulate prices a little bit cheaper and so forth because you've got to fill these longer periods of time. The Bucks in the NBA have half as many games and much smaller arenas. So you can charge a little bit higher rate. Everybody should have known this day was coming because when this ownership group came in, they talked about they were going to try and keep the upper level similar to what that was of the Bradley Center.
Okay.
But they warned everybody that that lower bowl, especially those first few rows of seats, that's where they were going to make their money, they said. Those were the ticket increases that were going to see the biggest jumps because that was corporate America and they wanted to take advantage of having a good product. And I was like, okay, I'm down with that.
But just get a rich friend like me, like Steve Palak. He'll help you go to a game.
But Leroy, think about it. If
you got friends that text you, Steve.
One of the other things that I had a problem with was paying $15 or $20 for parking. And that hasn't changed. They're still doing that.
Even worse.
That's just ridiculous.
And
there was a thing, the year that that thing got built, there was a study came out and gave parking prices. Cleveland, for a Cavaliers game, when they had LeBron, not now, but when they had LeBron, parking was $5 in Cleveland for a game to go to the Cavaliers, that the Cavaliers ran parking for.
But shouldn't we pay
more to
see the
MVP, though? And then you go to a game here,
and
you're paying $15 or $20 for parking on top of, say, you know, say it's $50 a ticket. Instead of saying $70, let's say it's $50 a ticket. So now you're at $65, and you haven't ate or drank anything yet.
I got to eat a drink.
There's no tailgating, so you're not eating or drinking right there before the game.
You can go to the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill and grab some dinner,
and then go in there and go 2.5 hours without having anything to eat or drink. You want to do it that way. But otherwise, you're doing that. Plus, oh, you got kids? Let's go in the team store. And let's talk about the prices in the team store. That's fun. So go in there and talk about what you're going to spend money in the team store.
We got the MVP, man. Pay for what
you
pay for the product.
Leroy, I get it. And I was saying that on Twitter yesterday, that because you have the MVP you're a prohibitive favorite.
I don't have the money. It's supply
and demand, right? They're going, man, so everybody wants to come see this team. We can have these prices because we're going to get it.
Right.
5 years from now, if Giannis isn't here and they're winning 20 games,
I'm guessing
prices are going to be a little bit different.
So I was thinking about, it's funny that you mentioned that, Steve, because this morning I was thinking about, like, you know, maybe I go to a game or something like that and how much it was going to cost me. And Steve Palak's name did cross my mind.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Because he helped me out last year with a couple tickets. But if you don't have guys like a Steve Palak in your life, like most people don't, then you got to go. Most people don't. Then you got to go and pay up. And I was thinking, but how much are tickets at Packer games? I mean, you know, you're paying $100 a seat
$100
for
a ticket.
Packer game. Mm-hmm. And then you're paying another... Depends on where you want to park, but you pay another $45 for the premium.
Depends on how close you want to be.
Yeah. So I'm trying to tell myself, is it the same money? And I feel, and I don't know why I feel this way, but I feel that the value I'm getting in Green Bay is better than the value I'm getting at a Bucks game.
At Pfizer Forum, sure.
Is that bad? Is that
You don't have to travel for the Bucks game, though. So you would think that you wouldn't mind paying a little bit more?
Well, see, at the Packers
we
game—
We can carpool. You're carpooling Green Bay.
Right.
I take that back.
Right. Well, but at Packers games, and Steve is right, you can tailgate and you cook all your food.
Right.
You got all your liquor. Yeah.
Brewer games as well.
Yeah, you got everything right there. So you're not really adding a—
But the Brewers menu is
extra
amazing.
—extra expense, you know, onto your costs. I don't know. I did feel weird about it. I'm still going to Bucks game. I am buying tickets, but it felt like they outpriced some people out.
Do you feel like the Bucks have outpriced you? 414-799-1250. And Leroy, I think Gary, I think your point is incredibly valid when you look at it this way. Is the supply and demand of just straight business is there's 8 Packer games.
Yeah, that's it.
Instead of
plus playoffs,
41.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you're looking at the ability to say, well, we can get to one Packer game a year or we can get to one Bucks game a year, when the Bucks have – they'd set a precedent with the Senator, and I do not want to make this sound like I am going at the Senator whatsoever, but they had
made it – many times.
Yeah.
But they had made it felt like – and they
made it felt like – I like that one, Gary.
You could walk into that place for free any night you wanted. That's just not how it's going to work anymore. And like, as bad as that sounds, you are going to have to pay. But to what point you can, That's going to be the toughest part. They're trying to put a premium on season tickets, and they definitely have what the benefits you get from that season
and
ticket package.
Greatly increased their season ticket fan base with this new arena. There's 100%. No question they've done that.
I don't have a problem with it at all. Here's why. There's a dark season.
No, we didn't think we would.
After the NBA.
It's not surprising.
They only got to make a few bucks when you have concerts and stuff like that. So you got to make money year-round to make that. They got to turn them lights on. It costs money. It's on TV. You can just watch it. You don't have to go.
You know that, though.
Because most of these people don't even sit in their seats. They got the most, I don't even drink, but they got the most amazing bar at the Fire Serve, okay? It's Red Cross for the chicken place.
I can
me and Gary still alive.
That Gold Rush chicken is legit.
Come on with it. What you talking about, cuz?
What? And it's hot.
Got standing in line for that.
I got two buckets of it when I went to that Backstreet Boys concert. Two buckets of it.
I'm not mad at all about the ticket. Hey, listen. Everything.
Well, you don't even pay to go.
That's true.
That's why you can't be mad.
That is true.
If you came out your pocket and paid, you might have a different story.
Because you're also trying to take your
listen,
son, right? You're also trying to take the kids.
The wife, everybody,
trying to take all the children.
Yes.
As many as you can.
Yes, but guess what? Everybody can't go to Disney World, right? You just can't.
Really.
Some people can go to places you can't. Andy Splitzer, what his name is?
That's pretty close. Him too.
Both of them. This man go to Disney World every 15 days.
No, he don't go every 15 days.
Well, he's an annual pass holder,
man.
And he's a Disney Vacation Club member,
so a lot of this goes.
Season ticket holder, though.
Yes,
I'm not going to treat him no different than a guy that's on.
And he's single, has no family, no girl, nothing.
He can go when he wants.
Don't put his business in the street,
man. Why are you doing
I'm just saying, but it's different if you're single. Andy can go get a real nice box ticket and go.
Sure.
But if Andy had a girl and three kids, Andy's probably not doing the same thing.
No. Well, sit home and play patty cake then if it's free.
Yeah.
My thing is, y'all always got to be entitled to everything. Just let the other people that can afford it, let them go and enjoy themselves.
Right, let's take some phone calls.
Yeah, first, but if you're trying to get the Fiserv form.
Everything got to be cheapened.
If you're trying to get the Fiserv form and you don't believe that you can, all you need is this hour's cash keyword, water, W-A-R-T-E-R, water, to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Throughout the 4 o'clock hour, you can get one more chance at $1,000. Let's go to Jay in Bayview. Jay, you feel like the Bucks have priced you out?
I know they've priced me out. Completely.
Is this Frankenstein?
How do you feel like you could possibly get yourself back into the situation then? What would they have to do to get you back to Fiserv form and not price you out?
Okay, here. I've been waiting to unload on this for a long time.
Well, come on,
go. Come on, man.
My experience of Fiserv form, my first Bucks game in the Palace of Bouginess there. All right, now, you're going to charge me $16 for a beer for one. Come on now.
How many ounces?
I don't think it's $16. Isn't it like 10 or 12?
No, it's high. Is that a big one?
No. This was for good old, Miller High Life.
All right, come on. $16 for the beer.
$16 for the beer.
What else you got?
Okay, now I missed an entire quarter of basketball waiting in line for three tacos that came out to me cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the service.
These things are indicative of first-year jitters, maybe. Maybe they ain't got all the kinks ironed out. I can understand these things. And I am willing to pay for the product, yes. Mm-hmm. But it seems, and I'm looking on the secondary market, too. I haven't looked for this week's game. But last year when I looked in the secondary market, oh, Lord, best I could do is around $70-$80. And I know they're at a level they ain't been at since the days when Ray, Dan Cassell and the big dog ran the floor. I get that entirely because I was back there in the day then, too. Mm-hmm. It was a completely different experience for sure.
For sure.
For sure, for sure.
But did you eat
and
the three
the
tacos?
Dearly, but they got to iron some things out.
Appreciate it, Jay. 414-799-1250.
If you eat the three cold tacos, why complain? If you ate them anyway.
But that's
they come out cold. You go back to them and say, "I want three hot."
But then, but now I spent $80 on a ticket, and now I got to go and try to correct the service. That's what I'm here
for.
Best
service.
Now I'm going to miss another quarter of the game.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, in that sense, that's not my job.
You ain't the only one hungry.
Then figure it out so that everybody doesn't have to get hungry.
Look at the game while you wait.
414-799-1250. Matt has a good point here on Twitter. Says, not to mention a friend of mine went to get season tickets, and they said that if he wants season tickets, they have to buy $500 worth of any other event ticket in the arena. But then Laser says, plenty of games available right now for about $25. You can find spots to park four blocks away for free. Brick 3 Pizza right on 3rd Street,
nice
$4 a slice. Come on in. This is all BS.
Yeah, and I tweeted back and I said, please let me know which parking lots are free on Saturday for the Bucks and the Heat. Please let me know because I'm telling you right now.
Did he say parking lot or a place to park?
Spots to park. Right. So you say some blocks away for free.
You can find spots to park for four blocks away for free.
He's right about that.
Depending on how far away you want to walk from or whatever else. But Matt, going back, he read one of the tweets that Matt had sent. The other tweet he sent was, season ticket holder can no longer buy extra tickets at season ticket prices. They have dynamic pricing for big games. Now, that is similar to the Brewers. Brewers do the same thing, right? Upper level ticket face value are 70 plus, which would be for this Saturday because it's opening night. And going back to what that guy said, $16 for a beer, they raised beer prices with the new arena and then increased it again this year. Maybe beer is up to $16.
I don't mind the Brewers going up a little bit on their tickets because they give away 50 to 60 tickets a game to charities. Tons of tickets away. So I don't mind them charging maybe $10 more or $20 more. I don't mind that at all.
I think other people
they give away a ton of tickets.
Right.
414-799-1250. We'll grab one more before the top of the hour and a timeout and then get back to it. Let's go to
you need to stop.
Nick's in Missouri. He's up on the fan. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
I'm better than that, Garrett.
And I'll tell you what. This topic, I live in Missouri. We don't have an NBA team, so to me, it's how you define value. I don't have an option to watch NBA in my home state, so when I travel up to Milwaukee for work, I always try to catch a Bucks game. And how I define value is entertainment factor, the building, and just everything that's in there at those Bucks games. The food that's in there is great.
Yeah.
Beer, it's $15 or whatever it is. I have one, and that's good. That's it, you know. But for me, the value is you get there early and watch these athletes warm up, watch the preparation, the work that they put in, and then you see a guy that's 6'11" and that can move. I mean, that's entertainment. That's value. I think you got to put all that involved. You can't go down the street and watch some guy in the city park play like this. I mean,
it depends on what park.
High end athletes, you got to put some value on that. That's what you're paying for.
I agree.
And I wish we had it here in Missouri, but we don't. So every time I'm in town, I'm going to be at a Bucks game.
But you're in the show me state, so you're good.
Yeah, thanks for your
appreciate it, Nick. And whenever you're at the game, you should make sure to listen on the radio.com. Happy to say Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show back on the air on Thursday. We're going to keep this going.
Hey, that guy tweeted back about the free parking spots. Mm-hmm. He said the free parking spots are in the third ward, and then you hop on a line scooter to the game.
I ain't doing that.
No, my kids aren't riding no dang scooters either to the game.
Nah, but those scooters are dangerous, cuz.
No, I'm not doing that. I mean, cars, you can ride it. If you want to ride the scooters, go ahead. I see them all over downtown. But I'm just saying, I'm not putting my kids in there. What am I going to do with the three?
Do you need a driver's license for a scooter?
No, you just need an app. But I've also parked on Wisconsin Avenue and been able to walk in on a Friday, Saturday night.
Give you a ticket in downtown Milwaukee if you ain't in the right spot.
You got to make sure you line it up.
I saw tickets when we were walking on the Mecca Sunday. People were parked down
the street. Just pay with an app.
For free, and they got tickets, and we were both looking like, why did they get tickets? Like, there's no driveway here. I have no idea why. There were three or four cars that got tickets. We didn't see any signs. We didn't see anything, and they had tickets. No idea.
We'll keep this going on the other side of the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.